Good evening. My name is Naoya Fujiwara. This is an English commentary program presented for NHK's World Broadcasting Service in English. Today's topic is about Japanese stock market rally. Question number one, the level and tempo of Japanese stock market rally. How do you feel it? I think current rally of Japanese stock market is nothing more than bubble coming from three reasons. So basically, it is baseless. But the bottom of the current rally was just below 8,000 yen, so typically three times more than the bottom is the typical top of the bubble. So it is not surprising to see 24,000 yen in a very short period. But as it is always the case, the market may collapse at any time before going up to this top. Question number two, but still many Japanese corporations and a lot of money nowadays. The three reasons for current bubble of Japanese stock markets are excessive Chinese investment, artificially cheaper yen, and historical monetary easing. These three unusual or bubble reasons pumped up the level of earnings of Japanese corporations, especially manufacturers and financial institutions. Then they drove the stock market to the higher place. I am really concerning, and the reason why I am saying these three points are bubble is that they are not a sustainable nor constructive trend, but just only a temporary or artificial matters, and already some of the points are turning around. If you have close friends in the Japanese big corporations, no matter whether they are in management or not, you can hear quite different stories from mass media or advertisement. The real source of profit basically came from cutting costs by cutting headcounts. But in many cases, these cuts destroy good company culture and destroy teamwork. Also, management focuses only on short-term profit, sacrificing long-term success. So potentially, many big Japanese corporations have become potentially weaker in these 5 years after Koizumi reform, rather than stronger, implied by higher stock prices. I think this kind of similarity is the abrupt and huge boom came from Korean War in 1950s. This time, it was not a Korean peninsula, but China. China had been selling its economy to foreign countries in unprecedented scale. Europeans and Americans are rushing to China, invested a lot of money, constructed many factories. Then Japanese manufacturers got bonanza. Big surprising increase of demand from this boom. But this is also, as it is always the case, a rapid rise of investment causes many difficulties and tensions. A country needs a lot of adjustments to achieve a higher goal. Latin America, Russia, and many countries had faced prolonged adjustments so far, and many investors and manufacturers suffered a lot. Why people say only today's China is an exception? Question number three. Any other concerns ahead? And other two reasons are important. First, Bank of Japan changed the monetary policy in early March. They are saying that they will stop supplying more than five times more money needed to banking sector. It means they collect 24 trillion yen from them, and if you image the balance sheet of Bank of Japan, their liability decreased 24 trillion yen. Then they have to decrease the assets in the same amount. What are they going to sell in order to decrease the amount of assets in 24 trillion yen? Of course, part of Japanese government bonds must be sold off from central bank. Obviously, it causes the increase of the yield of Japanese government bond. I think this constitutes a total inconsistency among Japanese government. The government itself is now cutting costs and trying to increase tax revenue. But if the yield of Japanese government bond increases, the surplus is drained out by paying for higher yielding bonds. Although Bank of Japan is saying that they are not going to lift short-term policy rates, but the market yield is going up in all maturity sectors. This means market is putting strong brake on the economy. Also, higher energy prices causes squeeze of profits. Citibank's already lifted the yields of savings and loans. This movement causes higher costs for corporations, households, hedge funds, and many foreign investors by paying for higher interest rates. And the rate hike is a worldwide phenomenon, so the world stock market is forced to squeeze. And finally, yen is weaker than it should be. Japan yen is sustaining money flow from Japan to the United States to finance their huge deficits. But it is not sustainable either. Question number 4, prospects ahead. Looking back, the aftershock of the boom of the Korean War, we faced stagnation and deflation. But from around 1955, Japanese economy started to improve by the change of political initiative. I think current bubble will end in any way this year, and many people will be surprised by looking at the reality of the bad situation of Japan. We have been pursuing Anglo-Saxon style reform for almost 10 years so far, and like other non-Anglo-Saxon countries, it mainly causes destruction of society and weakened industries. It must be ended, and we should change our course to rebuild our own society and strengthen again our industries from the new perspective, new system, and from new leadership. People should understand that just buying and selling stocks or investment funds do not create their future. Just paying higher dividends weaken country and their future. Probably we can change our course after the burst of a bubble in the near future, but almost for 5 to 10 years, Japanese economy is really looking for the place to land, for settlement, to prosper in 21st century. That's all. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.